Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll use it to your advantage. It'll help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, which, as you know, is my goal in life. It's my sole purpose for being alive, is to help small business owners have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And everything we do there and everything that we do on the show is dedicated to that goal, and we do our best, and we like it when you use the things that we do to help you, and we like hearing from you too. Those of you who write in the nice notes about the newsletter and about the show and the blog and all the different things, we really appreciate those comments because we work hard, and it's nice to hear back from you. Glenn Lupice is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's a member of our Brain Trust, the founder of Power Insights International, and he's here with us to talk about something he calls client alignment, and this is going to take a little explanation. Glenn, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. Okay, I've been telling the audience about this client alignment idea that you have. Let's get into it. What is it?
Sure. Well, Jim, it's basically the process in which a small business utilizes its competitive advantages for its products and services to align with customers that are willing to share in the risk and reward that particular product and service will represent in generating incremental performance. So essentially, Jim, there's so many small businesses out there that have a strong and compelling point of difference. The trick is, how do they align that competitive advantage with the customer to help their customer grow their business?
Now, that is such that last part, in my opinion, is the 21st century part of everything that you said. Well, helping your customers grow their business. Because, as I've said on this show many times, Glenn, the 21st century thought process is not, what can I do to grow my business? It's not even, what can I do to grow my business to make my customers happy? But it's to look beyond your customers and look and talk about, what can I do to make my customers help their customers?
Absolutely,
and that's where the risk reward thing comes in. See, the thing is, in your little nomenclature that you gave us just now for client alignment, everything you said, we understood the competitive advantage, we understood working with customers, but when you got to the risk reward thing, there was a little bit of, for some folks. And in the first instant, even for myself, the risk-reward thing kind of puts you off a little bit. Why would my customers want to be, with all the choices they've got, why would they take any risks to get a reward from me? Why wouldn't they just go where there are no risks? But when you explain further that this is not just about their relationship with you, it's what their relationship with you can help them, how it can help them deal with their customers, and that's where the risk reward comes in, isn't it?
Absolutely, and that's where small businesses need to step back and go beyond the traditional means of understanding their target audience and understanding what they think the best customer base is for them. What's really and what should be their customer base are those customers that really share the same business philosophies that they do. So in simple terms, it's really having a true, deep understanding of, number one, how their product or service can assist a customer's ability to accomplish their mission statement, but it's also a small business's responsibility in today's 21st century to understand how their customer's customers can be satisfied and how to exceed their customer's expectations, Jim.
If you're trying to get customers that you can't run off, it's one thing to get them to want to come back and be your customer. But if you can vertically integrate yourself into a customer's world where they see you as the as part of the embodiment of their own customers coming back, those are customers you can't run off, aren't they?
That's exactly right. And that's what small business owners, unfortunately, have historically fallen victim to.
That's right.
You know, first of all, they
Let me tell you something. Let me back up. Let me stop you for a second, Glenn.
Sure.
That is a thought process. That is a business thought, thinking, a way of thinking about business that is not something small businesses have a franchise on. There are plenty of businesses all sizes who still cannot, who still aren't operating in what I call the 21st century. What you're trying to do, Glenn, you're trying to drag people into the 21st century, and that's one of my single biggest projects is to get people to think about the 21st, how things are different in the 21st century. And when you said small business a minute ago, that's the only thing I'm going to take issue with you on. It's not just small businesses. A lot of people are having trouble with that.
Absolutely. Well, and that's a general problem with what's going on in today's business climate. Small and large businesses are still focusing on the narrow-minded tendencies of focusing on what customers demand and what their boardroom demands, not what the customer demands or the consumer. So today, businesses have become too narrowly defined in scope. Also, the target audience is also looked as too broad. And when small businesses or any size business, Jim, looks at becoming more volume-driven because they're scared of falling victim to consolidation, they have a tendency to not really hone in on their target audiences, so they begin to dilute their client alignment because they're targeting every customer when they should really be focused on those customers that allow them to leverage their competitive advantage.
And that is certainly a very high-profile goal for small businesses. Because as my audience has heard me say 1,000 times, and you've said it, Glenn, and a number of other experts have said it on the show, we can't do business with everybody. We'd be in trouble if everybody tried to do business with us. So with that understanding, we've got to make sure that we realize that we have to focus on just those customers that make sense for us, and then where that relationship makes sense for them, and just focus on those relationships.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
But I had not thought about the. I'd not thought about it. I thought about it from the customer standpoint. I had not thought about it from the risk reward standpoint. And I want you to help us develop that when we come back after these messages. It's 20 after. I told you we'd learn something when Glenn Lupice joined us. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
To my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down.
We're back. Stevie Nicks on vocals there.
In the sky.
23 after. I'm Jim Blasting again, the Small Business Advocate, having a great visit with our good friend Glenn Lupice, the founder of Power Insights International. And Glenn, give us your website, please.
Sure. It's www.glennlloopis.com. GlennYopis.com.
Your piece, and I keep saying the L, and I'm so proud of myself because I thought I remembered how to say your name, and I forgot the L is silent.
Actually,
Glenn,
the double L pronounces a Y in Spanish.
You should have reminded me. I forgot about that, and so I had half. I had the second half right. I just didn't have the first half.
That's
Glenn,
okay.
Your piece, ladies and gentlemen. Glenn, you were talking about client alignments, and you know, one of the things that I want you to talk to us about is something I know you have on your mind, and that is that it takes a little bit of courage to find the best alignment with customers when you're a small business, because you know we all are undercapitalized. It's redundant to say undercapitalized small business, and so that means we need the business, we need customers, we need to do more business. Almost all small businesses need to grow their businesses, but when you're talking about going to this risk reward thing with your customers, that takes courage, because you've got to ask a customer to believe in you. And even though we believe in ourselves, we don't always expect other people to believe in us. It takes courage, doesn't it?
It sure does. And in fact, Jim, I mean, you and I spoke at break that small businesses still have trouble asking for the order. And in fact, many companies still have trouble in truly identifying what their competitive advantage is, and and being able to understand it and believe in it.
And believe that that a big company, a larger customer, could actually say, wow, that's value. We need to get that.
Well, and it's interesting. I wish more small businesses would have the courage to go after those larger clients, because it's, in fact, those larger clients that want to work with companies that are more nimble and are more willing to integrate into the big company demands. And
not only will they do business with us, Glenn, they're looking for us.
Oh, they're looking for us, Jim, and I see it time and time again where my clients say, Glenn, how do I get into the doors of the large companies? And all you have to do is ask.
That's
but
right.
It has to be asked through a strong and a very enthusiastic value proposition that has to do with their competitive advantage, because these big companies, Jim, they want to find ways to generate incremental growth. And the only way they know they can do it is through innovation. And they know that the small businesses are those that are going to get them that innovation that they need. But, you know, we have to be able to ask for the order.
In the 21st century, big companies don't want to create innovation. They just want to have innovation.
Well, they want to buy it, Jim.
And if they can create it, fine. But the thing is, they want it right now. And if they don't have it, then they're going to go buy it from somebody else.
That's exactly right. And that's where I get back to, you know, the power that small business owners have in revolutionizing the 21st century in 21st century customer service. I mean, small businesses today have the opportunity to define consumer lifestyles because there's so much innovation out there. The question is, how does that innovation align with those large customers?
Well, the smaller companies have got to do their homework, Glenn. If you're going to do business with the large companies, you've got to do your homework, because what you've got to do is take your competitive advantage and customize it for what they're trying to accomplish. You got to find out where their pain is, don't you? You got to find out a little bit where's their pain? What is it that they're not as good at that they want to be good at? How can you fix that? What kind of medicine can you cook up for them?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Jim. I look at, you know, five distinct insights that small businesses must consider when building a competitive advantage and securing that client alignment. And I'll run through a few of them with you quickly.
Go ahead.
Number one is new product research and innovation must always consider the new cross-cultural demands of the global market. As you know, we are in a global market, and the global market demands an understanding of the cross-cultural tendencies and lifestyles. A part of that is also taking a more of a market-driven approach to exceed customer requirements. Additionally, Jim, small businesses must continually embrace change and study the trends of today's dynamic market. Status quo or narrow-minded tendencies of the past are going to force small businesses out of the competitive landscape.
You know, Glenn, I know you've got some more of those, and I want you to come back and talk about some of the others.
Sure.
I want to land on that change thing for a minute. In my opinion, small businesses being able to lead with change is our competitive advantage, because we can change quicker than any big company.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've always said that change management should be on top of all of our strategic growth programs, because without it, we're going to fall victim to consolidation.
And as our friend Peter Meyer has taught us, don't just manage change, lead with change.
Absolutely.
And when you can demonstrate that you're a change leader to your customers, they want to be around you, the big ones too. Hey, Glenn, give us your website again, please.
GlennLLopis.com, GlennLLopis.com.
Glenn Yopis, thank you very much for being here, Glenn. We'll see you next time.
Okay, thank you, Jim.
Quick break, right back with Steve Martin. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.